It is officially mid-Ramadan, so you know what that means? We need a little motivation. Some of us are doing extremely well, and we're having one of our best Ramadans, and some of us are not feeling that way. So either way, whether we want to keep you going strong or even lift you up so you can finish strong, this podcast is going to be full of mid-Ramadan reminders to keep you motivated. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the podcast. It is officially mid-Ramadan, and so we are here with some very, hopefully, huge pick-me-up motivation starters, Ramadan reminders. For many of you, this podcast is a place that you tell me is a source of strength, inspiration, and so we hope to keep that going for you as we look at it as our responsibility to help our women stay strong, stay empowered, on their best game. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that easy for all of you. So alhamdulillah, I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for all of your beautiful, beautiful DMs that you're sending me all the time in Instagram. And for the sisters in Thrive, you're always letting me know, whether it's on the consultation calls or whatever, how impactful this information is for you. Shout out to all the sisters who have been like attending sessions, being with the teachers that we have, just really going strong. And for all of you who have just been loving us up on social media and being in our Ramadan Race for Reverts challenge. And so as we're going to be leaving a ton of reminders today, I want you just to also remember the reverts. While many of us are sitting with our families to break iftar and to, you know, open up our fast, open up our eating from breaking our fast, there are many reverts who sit alone, who break fast alone, who when they have a hard day, they don't have an Islamic sister, quote unquote, to turn to, or family members to encourage them. If anything, people are telling them how stupid fasting is for them, and yes, that's true, and telling them like how they're crazy and they don't know why they're doing this to themselves as they're fasting. This is just unhealthy. And they're getting all of the reasons why they should stop. And so they truly need help. And I love how many of you have raced to the cause and helping reverts and racing for reverts. And that's the charity that we're doing this Ramadan. So thank you so much to all the sisters who have started a campaign. They are in the running for a $500 prize, and I cannot wait to see who wins. But the bigger win here is obviously helping sisters. If you want to know more about that, you can check it out over on our Instagram. We usually have it in our stories, or you can DM me on Instagram and I'll tell you all about it. All right, let's go, sisters. Let's talk about some really strong reminders that we can have for Ramadan. But I just want to say again how proud I am of so many of you. And I want to say, if you don't feel like you're having your best Ramadan, these reminders right here, they're going to be very like what seems like just random reminders, but they're going to hit home differently for different sisters. So what I have here, about like maybe eight or so things that I feel are just really, really strong reminders, because a lot of what stops us from doing well in Ramadan is our mindset. And a lot of these are really, really mindset related. And for those of you who want to break it down and make sure like you can get to the crux of like what's going to push you forward, I feel like these are really them. So let's go. The first one is the now. The perfect time doesn't exist. Start where you are. Use what you have. Delaying is just another form of excuse. Action over perfection. The truth is, sisters, perfection is the enemy of progress. Aim for action, not perfection. Each step forward is a win. And I say these two, and I start these two off for you sisters, because, you know, a lot of us are just waiting till something's going to be right for us. A little bit of the perfectionist in us. Oh, you know, I got to wait till I have exactly like a block of an hour of Quran. I've learned as a mom, I just got to do 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Even with exercise, ladies, if you have a crazy schedule. And I've shared the schedule of the Prophet, peace be upon him, before. Those of you who are in our mentorship program, another cycle is about to start. So excited for that coaching program. we have shared his schedule from, I think, the Productive Muslim Put one out, and we analyzed that schedule together, and we looked at how he does pockets of 20 minutes, the Prophet, peace be upon him, 20 minutes for family, 20 minutes for hair, da-da-da-da-da. And so he'll hit the same note multiple times a day. He's not just like, oh, it's going to be the evening. Oh, it's going to be, because it's unrealistic. So this is way more doable, and I found that's what I do. So I have my Quran in Ramadan, and I'm doing 20 minutes here, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes. I just have it laying on the table. I approach it a couple times a day. I'm not like sitting for long periods of time. I would love to, but life is just not letting me. So I'm still going to go strong, right? And for the sisters that just really need everything to be that way, you know, that's a motivator. And the perfect time doesn't exist, right? We're not going to have this block of time. We're not going to have this situation. Just do something. Action, like I said, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's fine. My next piece of advice or reminder is break it down. If you're feeling overwhelmed, break down whatever goal you're on into smaller, bite-sized pieces, manageable tasks. Progress is progress. No matter how fast or slow it goes, it's still progress. And while we want to beat ourselves up over where we haven't gotten yet, that's actually not helpful. Kind of shooting ourselves in the foot as we're trying to be productive. So let it go. Just do the next small thing. Surround yourself with motivators. That's my next one. What I did when I made Thrive was I knew that to cultivate a productive attitude in our women, it required motivating, like sisterhood or environment. A lot of sisters are in their houses and maybe their spouse is not that religious, or their kids just don't want to pray and the mom's dragging them. Or if you're not a mom or a wife, if you're a student and like, you know, you feel like people are just nagging you, or parents aren't motivating at all, or like you're just around friends who are just being a bit lazy, so it's not going to let you do the right thing in Ramadan. You need people to, you need to like see other people who are doing strong things so you can feel inspired continuously. That is a real human thing. That is a real human thing. So while a lot of women complain to me about that, that's something I can't ignore, right? That they don't feel like they have that. So Mindful Muslima, what we did is we created it for you. You don't have to be alone. So when I keep saying Thrive Muslima, it's not just for the sake of saying it. It's that in this day and time, you have to take a hold of your future. You cannot just roll with the punches. It's not that kind of life. You have to make it happen. And if you don't have the things that will give you success, you have to figure out how to incorporate them in your life. And when it's hard for you, our job is to make it easy. And that's why we have these for you. So you're always welcome. You know, we have that and many other things, many other free resources on the website. There's no reason for you to feel like you don't have the next level up or support or motivation. And you can check all of that out at www.mindful-muslima.com. Open your mind. That's my next suggestion. I want you to see the challenges in your day as opportunities to grow. The other day, I think it was, my husband was getting a lot of mail. And he was like, oh, all this mail. Yay. And it was all bills, you know, poor guy. It's all bills. And he's like, you know what? At least I have mail. At least I have a house that receives mail. I watched him say that out loud to himself as he was in the kitchen, like pining through the envelopes. And I was like, good man. Because he was saying, I'm going to do better with my positivity in Ramadan about the things that irk me. So that was him having a moment. What's your moment? What did you like come across yesterday that was like, oh, and you had to take a moment to just say, nope, nope, not going to have that thought. I'm going to switch it around. That's what we need to do. And your attitude can be your biggest barrier or your best friend, right? Your attitude can be your biggest barrier or your best friend. Which are you going to make it? Are you going to be like, oh, this is impossible? Like I heard my son struggling yesterday with his fasting. He said, can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. I said, of course you're not going to do it. Look at your mantra. I can't do it. Like, who's doing anything with that mantra? Like, can we switch up the mantra? And I'm making fun of him and I'm poking around and I'm tickling him. And he's laughing. And I'm like, seriously, what are you going to do with that? He's like, I know. I'm tired today. And I'm like, I know. I feel you. I'm like, so what are we going to say instead? He's like, I can do it. And I was like, nah, that doesn't sound very believable. He's just like, Allah's going to make it easy. I said, yes, he will. That's so true. I'm glad you remembered that. And he's like, alhamdulillah. Then he, you know, he carried on. So, I mean, like, you know, we have to catch ourselves in that moment is the point. Celebrate your small wins, ladies. Every step towards your goal deserves some recognition. Okay, you were going to do a juz of Quran today and you did half a juz. Alhamdulillah, I bet you that was more than you do outside of Ramadan, right? Alhamdulillah, you did 20 lines of Quran and you normally do 2 outside of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it wasn't maybe the whatever you wanted it to be. But you need to give yourself that pat on the back. You know, celebrate your progress. It only fuels more action. Forget the fear of failure. Forget it. Why are you even doing that? What is that going to do for you? Fear of failure is just an excuse to stay in your comfort zone. It really is. It's really easy to just be like, oh, well, it's really comfortable over here. In my lack of productivity. Know that failure is a part of the learning process. It is totally normal. You're not a bad person. You're not a failure. You're actually just a work in progress, right? Seek feedback, not validation. I don't know what it is for me. I think I'm a bit, I hate to use the word gangster. I'm a bit gangster sometimes because like, before I tell you why I'm gangster related to feedback, my daughter... I think I have that word because my daughter was calling me that the other day. She's like, Mom, you're a gangster. I'm like, why? She's like, you drink kefir, like straight out the bottle. Like what happens is we, I don't know if you guys know what that is. We have kefir grains. Kefir is, or kefir, people call it, I think. It's like these grains. It's really good for probiotic, right? And it's like one thing to buy like a bottle of it from the store, you know, like they sell yogurt bottles. That's not what we do. We make our own. And you make your own by getting like really good milk, like good quality milk, like from the farm type milk. And we put, I mean, you don't have to, but that's like the optimal way, right? And then we put it over the kefir grains and we let it ferment overnight. And so when you get it, it's like mad sour. It's very, very sour. So I'm like there in the suhoor time, I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm just going to like eat 2 dates and chug some kefir. And they're just like, like, Mom, you're a gangster. That's horrible. Who's going to like drink that? That's so like jolting. I'm like, I know, because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it like straight. I want to really like, because I'm fasting all day. That's a really great way for my stomach to like heal. You know, I'm putting probiotics in it and I'm closing the door. You know, alhamdulillah. So anyway, and some like, you know, good calories to carry me through the day with the dates. And don't get me wrong. I made the rest of the family whatever they needed. You know, they had their eggs and their hubs and all that stuff like that. But for me, I was just like, yeah. So my point is with the feedback, going back, I digress. Going back with the feedback, I take it the same attitude. Like some people are really afraid to be told what's wrong with them. I'm not. Let me tell you why. Because there's a lot wrong with me. And there's a lot wrong with all of us. That's why I don't feel bad about it. Like, so every day I'm good or I'm bad. I'm good or I'm bad. Like I'm wavering. And you know why I know that's normal and why I don't feel like that's an embarrassing thing to say? Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, one day he took a stick and he drew a line in the sand and it went up and down, up and down, up and down. And he said to the Sahaba, he said, this is your iman. And then you die. So it's normal to waver, to have the good day, the bad day, the good day. The question is, how long does it take for you to pull yourself back out of the bad days? Those of us who get lost and start to drown, that is the embarrassment. That is the problem. Because the believer doesn't stay sad. Because they're hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they trust him, right? So keep feedback. It's good, right? I'm not looking for people to like high five me and tell me I'm great. Feedback helps you improve while seeking validation can help you stuck. You know, stay stuck. Focus on the growth and not the approval. The next one is to be accountable. Hold yourself accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds you accountable. It is something that is real in Ramadan. You have 2 weeks left of Ramadan. And if you're listening to this a week into, like, whatever you got left, stop lamenting over the past week or two. Pull it forward. It is not necessary for you to drown in all your, oh, man, that poor is me. Oh, I didn't do it. Like, come on. You're better than that. I know you are. Maybe you don't believe it, but I do. You don't know me. How could you say that? Because you're a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah creates all human beings with the ability to do well. And He never gives a soul more than they can bear. Because He's al-adil. He's the most just. He's the good one for us. He doesn't do anything for us that harms us. So I know He set you up for success. The question is, are you going to rise to the occasion? The anti-vision. I want you to imagine your life if you don't achieve your goals. It sounds pathetic, right? What are you going to look like by the end of Ramadan if you didn't achieve your Ramadan goal? I want you to let that anti-vision, that negative, ew, I hope, no, I want to avoid that vision, keep you from making excuses. I don't want to feel that feeling 12 days from now, 14 days from now. I don't want to feel it. So I'm not going to. And here's how I'm going to make that pivot, right? It's all about making the decision to start. Just take a step forward and move past the excuses that are holding you back. You are having all the qualities of a person who could do this. And if you want more inspiration for all these things, you keep staying here with the podcast. We will hold you up the whole rest of Ramadan. We love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. And if you feel like you need a little like something to read, look at, I feel like we need sometimes some quality like advice, literature, whatever. We have it over at www.mindful-muslima.com. We have tons of things. If you're currently struggling in your marriage, your kids are on devices all Ramadan. You're feeling guilty about that. We have ways to get them off devices. We have exactly how to do it step by step. If you need to deal with your husband, connect with him. We have downloadables on different things, love languages. You have all that there for you. If you're struggling with productivity, scheduling, Ramadan, anything, it's all there. We have created so many resources. Or even if you just want to connect with yourself. I think for myself this Ramadan, I've been doing a lot of connecting with myself. I have been connecting with Allah in gratitude and appreciation in the Quran. But then I had to set aside literally 50% of my goals to connect with myself. Because when I'm a person, and you have to understand who's out there giving, if I don't pause sometimes and fill up and just completely kind of draw within, I can't keep going. I'm human. We're all human, right? So you might need to connect with yourself. We have like mindfulness journals and prompts for every single thing you're trying to accomplish in relationships, connecting between yourself and the Creator, fixing, you know, issues of gratitude you may or may not have, family issues. So little prompts that are 5-minute prompts for you to connect with yourself. If you don't know how to do what I'm saying, I do this like kind of off the cuff because I've done it for years. But if you don't have that, if you go over there to the resources section, there's a journal for that and there's tons of prompts. We're here to let you know that you can do it. And if you don't know how, we're all about guiding that process. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you. I hope you enjoyed these Ramadan reminders. Even if you couldn't catch them all, use them all. I felt like that was like a Pokemon. Catch them all. Then just pick one or two or three and roll with it. Which resonated with you, sisters, today? Was it action over perfection, breaking it down, surrounding yourself with motivators? Is that what you need right now? Remember, that's what we talked about Thrive. Opening your mind, looking at challenges and opportunities, creating small wins for yourself, celebrating those wins, forgetting the fear of failure, not letting that hold you back, looking for feedback instead of validation. Holding yourself accountable. No one else can do that for you. Keeping the anti-vision there so you can remember what you don't want to feel by the end of Ramadan. You can do this. We love you for the sake of Allah. Talk to you in the next podcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.